All right, good Shabbos, everyone. I hope everyone's had a healthy and happy week. So this coming week, Bez Hashem, Klal Yisrael will be celebrating the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer. Maybe it'll be celebrated a little differently than we had expected, but the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer is coming. So I want to spend a few minutes to talk about what is the great joy of Lag BaOmer. So we know that obviously it's the day that the Zohar was revealed. It's the day that the Yahrzeit and the birthday of Rishon Ben Yochai, and that obviously creates a tremendous joy because the Zohar gives meaning to all of the details of Yiddishkeit, and we'll talk maybe more about that at a different time. But the most famous reason given is that for the first 32 days, we know that Svira, you're not allowed to get a haircut, you're not allowed to get married, listening to music under most years is a problem. This year, maybe it's a little more lenient, but you're not allowed to listen to music generally, because the students of Rav Akiva died. 24,000 students died over these 32 days, and on Lag BaOmer, they stopped dying. So the joy of Lag BaOmer, famously, is the fact that the students of Rav Akiva stopped dying. So the question is obvious. A little bit we're seeing it now, not Baruch Hashem, not to the same extent. But when Jews stop dying, that doesn't create the feeling of joy. It might create the feeling of relief. But you're telling me that all these bonfires in Meiron, and all this dancing, and all these mesibas are because people stopped dying? 24,000 people died. That's not... So you want to say that, okay, Baruch Hashem, make a Suda Seidah that you survived, but to make parties when Jews stop dying, doesn't that seem a little callous? That's the source of the Simcha. That can't be. There's got to be something more. It can't just be that they stop dying. There's got to be more to that. So I want to offer the very simple pshat. I don't know if I ever saw it anywhere, but to me it's very simple and I think it's accurate. Think about who Rav Akiva was. Rav Akiva was someone, we know that he was about tshuva at the age of 40. He married a very, very wealthy man's daughter, Rachel. And Kalva Savua was not, his father-in-law was not happy when he went to learn. He had abject poverty. He left his wife for 24 years in order to teach with her consent and her urging him to do so. And his whole purpose was to build Torah. And he did it. Over 24 years, he amassed 24,000 students in empire. And then in 32 days, it was all gone. In 32 days, everything that he had worked, his entire life's work, was ripped away. In 32 days, he went from having an empire to having nothing. We don't think about it in that term, but Rav Akiva's whole life's work, gone. 32 days, the greatest Tana, one of the greatest Tanaim to ever live, in 32 days everything is wiped away. And how did he respond on the day in the 33rd day? The day that everyone stopped dying, the day that the danger left, what did he do the next day? So we know that Rav Akiva the next day gathered five students together, including Rav Meir, including Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and he began to teach again. He began to start over. He began to rebuild. Rav Akiva didn't sulk. He didn't give up hope. He didn't despair. He didn't say, what's the point? He didn't say, why should I restart? After all this is gone, what's the purpose? He said, I am going to start again. On the 33rd day of the Omer, Rav Akiva started to rebuild. And we know that something amazing happened, that from those five students, the Gemara tells us, all of the oral Torah is built. Every Mishnah came from Rav Meir. All of the hidden Torah come from Rav Shimon. And the Gemara goes through every Tosefta, Sifra, Sifri. Every part of oral Torah came from those five students, that Rav Akiva took to rebuild. So I think very simple, that the great Simcha of Lag BaOmer is not that the students stopped dying, it's how Rav Akiva responded to that. That Rav Akiva didn't say, what's the Tachlis, and why should I try? And after Hashem did that to me, then I'm done with him. On the contrary, the first day that he could rebuild, he started to rebuild. He started to just do what Hashem asked from him that day. That's the great Simcha of Rav Akiva. It's not that the students stopped dying, it's how he responded to them to not die. It's that he started to rebuild. And I think that that's obviously a great lesson for all of us, is the focus, the ability to do what Hashem asks of you, regardless of what happened yesterday, a week, and a month ago. And, you know, there's a very famous teaching. How did Rav Akiva do it? How do you rebuild after 32 days, your whole life's work is taken away? How do you do it? What's the key? So I think the answer is from one of the most famous pieces of Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Maran. Rabbi Nachman says in Torah Reish Ayin Beis, this is a Torah that Rabbi Nachman, I mentioned this in the past, that Breslovers, you know how Rav Huttner was not a fan of the Art Scroll Gedolim books because he said that it makes them seem like they were angels from the womb. Breslov knows how to write biographies, so Rabbi Nosson, in his Through Fire and Water, which is based on Rabbi Nosson's biography, he's very honest about himself. And Rabbi Nachman himself said that when he was younger, he found serving Hashem to be on his level to be very difficult. There was a tremendous amount of anxiety. So it says Rabbi Nachman, this Torah helped him. So let me read you a few lines. It's a very famous Torah, Reish Ayin Beis, and if you've learned it already, you should learn it again. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzadi Hei, Hayoyim b'mekoyle tishmo, you have to listen to my voice today. Which means on a simple level that you should listen to Hashem each day as if the Torah was given that day. But says Rabbi Nachman a different shot. These are the words of Rabbi Nachman, Zek klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. This is a great rule in serving Hashem. Shlo yosim l'neged einav ki me'oisei hayoyim. You have to just focus on what you have to do today. Mindfulness, focusing on the present. Says Rabbi Nachman, that's true with Parnasa. When it comes to business, you can't let the fact that you lost money last week stop you. You can't look at your previous failures as preventing from you to do what you need to do today. And when you're serving Hashem, the only thing that exists right now is this moment. Push it, the only thing that exists right now. I remember Yossi once mentioned, I'm sure anyone here is a little bit older, remembers how they used to make cartoons before they had computers. They would make it where they would draw a picture of the character, and then they would go to the next page and draw slightly different, next page slightly different, and they would flip it, and it would make it look like it's moving. So I think Yossi once said that that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. Hashem is Mechadesh, B'chol Yom Tov, and Ma'aseh Bereishis. Every moment is a new world. And Hashem just is very, very adept at flipping it, so that it makes it seem like one moment flows into the next, but it's not true. And what happened last week is irrelevant. It doesn't exist, and what happens next week doesn't exist either. The only thing that Hashem asks from you is, what do you have to do right now? Ki kesher roitzim lekanes b'avodas Hashem, says Rabbi Nachman, when a Jew wants to begin serving Hashem, nidmal adam kilu hu masa kavod, a lot of times it can be overwhelming. Telling a young man that for every Shabbos, for the rest of your life, there's no television, there's no electronics, and you can't see things you're not allowed to see, and you can't touch the opposite gender, and you can't eat things that aren't kosher, and three times a day when we have minyanim, you're going to have to go to minyan, and you have to learn every... It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. It's too much. But says Rabbi Nachman, when you realize the truth, that the only thing that exists right now is this moment, then leyeh masa klal. Everyone can handle this moment. The only thing that exists, I'm recording this on Friday, 8:28 a.m. The only thing that exists at 8:28 is this moment. And you could serve Hashem for a moment. And then the next moment, the only thing that exists is this moment. And you slowly but surely live your life that way. And everything becomes a little more manageable. And Rabbi Nachman says that this is not just chizik, this is also a requirement. A lot of times someone will not serve Hashem because of previous failures. Like if you have someone that was Mechal Shabbos many weeks, and you say, hey, maybe you want to keep Shabbos this week. We say, what's the point? I was Mechal Shabbos for so many months. What's the difference? If the only thing that exists is this moment, then the previous failures are irrelevant. Says Rabbi Nachman, V'gam lo yidche es atzmi yom li yom leimar, and so too a Jew is not able to push off things. Macher askel. I'll start daf tomorrow. Or what's the point of doing daf yomi? We're already up to Samach Beis of Shabbos. I'm not. So what? The only thing that exists is Samach Beis. The only thing that exists is this Shachris. Tomorrow is a different world that does not exist. That's what says Rabbi Nachman. That's what it means. Hayoyim im bekoyle tishmo. If you want to serve Hashem im bekoyle tishmo, if you want to hear my voice, Hayoyim, focus on today. Focus on the moment. That's what Rav Akiva did. That's the Indian of Lag BaOmer. Rav Akiva, after losing his whole life's work in 32 days, which is a very quick span, He lost everything. But on Lag BaOmer, he started to rebuild, because on Lag BaOmer, when the students said, when he saw the students, he said, "Can we learn?" I'm sure part of them asked him, or not them, but someone asked him, "What's the point? You lost everything. What's the tachlis?" And the answer is, right now my responsibility is to learn. And what happened over the last 32 days is irrelevant. That's the inyan of Lag BaOmer. That's the message for all of us. When we're going through these days, you sort of lose track of days in this tkufa. The only thing that you have to do is every moment you wake up in the morning and you say, what does Hashem want from me today? Yesterday, future, what's going to be? I have no idea. No one knows what's going to be. That Fauci doesn't know. Nobody knows what's going to be. There is no future and there is no past. There's only right now. That's the Indian of Lag BaOmer. That's the Chizuk from Rav Akiva. That no matter what happened in the past, you have to serve Hashem in the moment. And that moment, and Stavka from those five students, that all of the Torah is going to be rebuilt. That's the Indian of Lag BaOmer. We should have a wonderful Shabbos. We should have a wonderful Yant of Lag BaOmer. We should focus on the moment. And if we focus on the moment and we serve Hashem in the moment, then over time, you have a whole life full of Torah and Yir Shemaim. Bez Hashem, Hashem should be megal of the importance of each moment. And Hashem should give us all a wonderful Shabbos and eventually send the Gula Amitim Meher B'Yameinu Amen.